This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another bigsmoke.com.au podcast from Jack and Dean on Joy.
You're with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday drive home on Joy 94.9.
Now, often it's easy to get distracted by your phone.
It is very easy.
A lot of people, you almost run into a lot of people on the footpath.
Yeah, because they're so obsessed with their phones. They're not looking up or out.
But that's the least of it, I think. I think a lot more dangerous stuff's happening.
Absolutely. And joining us on the line to talk about the dangerous stuff that's happening is
dangerous
Alex from bigsmoke.com.au. Hey, Alex, how are you? And are you fixated by your phone?
Well, last weekend I was watching Rocket Man.
Oh, yes. Oh, great movie.
And I kept having to rewind the same scene because every time I watched it, I got distracted by my phone and I missed what happened in the scene and I had to keep rewinding it. I did it about three times before I said, Alex, just put your phone away.
No, your phone's
I did that last night with the masked singer. I kept looking for clues.
Yeah. And then you missed important things. So,
well, I don't know how important it was, but I still miss things. Yeah.
Yeah. Mindfulness.
Yeah. So we are smartphone zombies for sure, and sometimes that can be a lighthearted issue, you know, for example, you know, looking at your phone while you're at dinner with someone and being a bit rude, but then it can go quite severe, as in people driving and texting, or, you know, there was a story a few years ago of a woman in China who was on her smartphone looking down and walking through a restaurant, and she wasn't looking at where she was going, and she kicked a gas cylinder.
What?
And it caused a fire explosion in the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then this story is about, for example, London were trialling padding on street poles because people were walking into them. And patents have been filed, such as, you know, a clear phone so you can look at the ground as you're walking.
That's enabling behaviour.
I know. So we're a smartphone zombie generation for sure. Mm. But people just don't take seriously the problems it can cause when you could not just even driving and texting, which we know is dangerous, and that, you know, one in four fatal crashes in Australia are caused by someone texting and driving or being on their phone.
Is that right? One in four?
Side of it is walking down the street and you could bang into someone who is maybe a little bit more fragile. You know, you just don't know what's going to happen, and it's just about being mindful of those around you.
Well, of course, in Melbourne we have trams, and if you aren't paying attention, those trams, they're just as big as a rhino. I mean, you don't want to be hit by a tram. You need to pay attention.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a scary thing. And it also, interestingly, so one in four crashes have happened because of mobile phone, but 71% of truck crashes involve being on the phone.
Oh, that's horrendous, having that responsibility.
Pretty bad statistic, and it's a big contributing factor to a lot of our issues in the country in terms of road fatalities.
And I know in Melbourne, and I suspect in some other cities, they've done an experiment where they actually put the at crosswalks, they put the lights on the ground, so you know the green, red, and amber.
Oh yeah.
Because if you're looking down at your phone, you're more likely to see that than see the little man or woman, you know, the little man, little green man, little red man.
Yeah,
because you're not looking up, you're looking down, so they've actually put the colour down.
We shouldn't be enabling that behaviour, making it easier for you to look at your phone.
Do you think like police just standing on the street corners and handing out tickets for people who are looking down and not looking up?
People just...
like jaywalking.
A little smack.
Give them a little smack.
It's a big problem. So there are three reasons why it's an issue. Mm. One is the physical distraction, so you're physically not holding the wheel or you're physically not looking up. The visual distraction is the other one, which is being diverted from the road, viewing the buttons, reading the message. And then there's a cognitive distraction, and that's where we have difficulty processing two or more pieces of information at the same time, such as the driving and texting. So it's a pretty big issue, and I think that education is really key to all of this, but so is statistics in terms of being aware of what's actually happening.
Yeah, and nothing's that important. Well, you had to text back to Judy straight away and be like, hey, I'm coming.
Yeah, or like an Instagram post quickly.
Oh, yeah, no. Or just scrolling through people's stories. It's, natural selection, maybe. I don't know.
Mm.
You say natural selection, but it's fairly pervasive. It's not just one or two people walking the streets head down. It's a lot of people.
Yeah, well.
Well, this is the thing. It's also, like, older drivers, for example, find it difficult to conduct two tasks at the same time, so that your response times are impaired. And that happens with millennials as well. So they're commonly using their phone and they run off the road or they do a rear-end crash. That's the two most common driving incidents that occur when you're on your phone.
I mean, it's horrible to think that someone's life will be lost because they reached to read a text or, you know.
You really need to do that. Just think. Just don't be stupid.
Be mindful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cheerful.
We're all so busy.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
crush can wait.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, huh?
It's a bit bleak. Anyway.
So it's a bit of a Debbie Downer.
It's a bit of Debbie
Downer.
It's
important.
It's very important. Thank you very much, Alex. Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.